Hey, Coach. Memphis obviously dealing with quite a few injuries right now, but considering how they've played and also last night against the Spurs, just what challenges do they present?
It's a tough place to play. You know, coming here, it's a great atmosphere. Coming off a huge win last night, you know, they're going to play hard. They have guys that play ultra hard. And it's an NBA game, so you got to suit them up, see what happens. You know, after our back-to-back, we're glad to have a day in between, but that was a tough back-to-back as well. So just another day in the NBA where it just doesn't get any easier.
Dylan had a big impact here in Memphis, and it seems wherever he goes, you know, he changes the team, changes the culture. What has maybe been the biggest imprint that he has had on this Suns team so far?
I mean, everything. Everything he does, it's about winning. Starts with his work. Did day one, landed right to the gym, in the gym, been in the gym since. Plays every night as hard as he possibly can. Obviously, his offensive game has grown even since he was here, you know, a handful of years ago. So he's impacted us greatly. Glad he's on our team.
Coach, just following up on Dylan, you know, the post-up, he's had that. He's just doing it more with you guys. But the other stuff, you know, the expansion of the offensive game, how much is that you giving him the freedom to do that that's led to him having the kind of season he's had?
I don't think it matters, Dwayne, how much freedom you give a player. They got to go out there and perform. That's what he's done. And hopefully we've given him a platform to showcase his added gifts, his added skills. Again, I don't think we anticipated all this on the forefront of it all, but we did see the work. These are the same shots he takes every single day when he works. So he gets to a spot, and now it's expanding it from there. So if he is, teams are starting to bring two. They're starting to show a little bit different looks with him, which is great. You know, that's an added person that we can use to create an advantage, which we need. We definitely need.
Looking at Jalen, obviously he got some work in this morning. Was that just individual with coaches? Did he do any 3-on-3? What the extent of what he was able to do today?
Yeah, not yet 3-on-3, but he is. It's live reps now. That's where he's at. The next stage is live reps. So he's continuing to progress. Strength numbers great. Sprint speed, he's still fast. So yeah, everything's going in a good direction.
And lastly, we don't know if Jaren's going to play, but he's such a difference maker, not only with the size, but able to defend, hit threes, maybe just that challenge if he does go, that he puts your bigs in.
Yeah, he plays a 4 and a 5. I think that's where it starts. You know, they're pretty big inside when he's at the 4. We obviously know how well he helps on that, you know, that perimeter. He plays a perimeter guy, but he's going to help protect the rim, so he does a great job of that, kind of being that rover on defense when he's at the 4. Elite shot blocker, extremely physical offensively. He's going to get downhill. He's going to test you. And then with the added three-point shot that he's added over his career, it presents a challenge, especially when he's at the 5 and he's spacing the floor. But him in the open court or with gaps is really going to stress our defense. So extremely physical on both ends. Know he wants to get to that left hand, but he gets to it. So really good challenge for us.
We have
Good night.